We open our Bibles together this morning to Psalm 40, verse 8. I am going to turn briefly to Hebrews chapter 10 that comments on these verses and makes it clear these verses are about Jesus Christ, a special messianic prophecy. It is him that is actually speaking. I should say it is he that is actually speaking in this verse. We will look at a little bit of the context and how it is related and applied and explained to us in Hebrews chapter 10. You don't necessarily need to have Hebrews 10 marked. I'll go to it briefly and back to Psalm 40, but if you like, you might keep it marked and make a note of the connection here. But Psalm 40, verse 8 is our scripture for this morning. May we have ears to hear, and may the Lord bless us with his holy word. Psalm 40, verse 8, the Lord Jesus Christ speaking pre-incarnate of his incarnation and his ministry. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Let me read that once more. Jesus says, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Coming to this scripture today because of how I came to be thinking of it with other scriptures, thinking of Jesus and his call upon us and how to pray. And I was thinking about how some of you, particularly this week, may need and benefit from this in tonight's sermon. But it did come out of my immediate needs and prayer, and trust that many can relate, and pray that we'll all be blessed as the Lord guides us in how to deal with such things. One night this week, I sighed and wrestled with something as I prepared to leave the office late. And as I locked up the doors and then opened up the gate to drive out of it, I found myself singing something. Because I was wrestling with something that did not go as I expected, did not go as I planned, or that I desired, and I was discouraged. Can you relate? Do you have such moments? I'm seeing a lot of nods. This is part of life. But I found myself, I didn't even plan it, I found myself, by God's grace, automatically singing a song as I pushed open the gate and got ready to drive home in the dark. A song that I used to play in my teens and early 20s as I would drive my grandmother's 1970 Buick Skylark. And I actually had an old cassette tape player, not in the car, but on the seat next to my lap, and I can distinctly remember sometimes pulling over just so that I could keep hitting rewind and play, rewind and play. And that song, as it ministered to me then, was ministering to me that night. I hope it'll minister to you, and I think I've probably already shared this with you a number of times, but repetition is very helpful, is it not? It just came out naturally, and it gave me peace, and it gave me purpose. Do you have to take the dearest thing that means the most to me and ask me to surrender it completely? Lord, how can I say I love you? I put other things above you. You forgive me. You know the only way to live is learning how to die. But then and only then will you be Lord of my life. There's a price to pay and death to die. There's a crown to gain, a joy to find. When I totally commit myself to you. And these are the words that came to mind. Not my will, but thine be done. Lord, I want to be just like your son. Unreservedly surrendered now to thee. There's so many ways that I could go. But anyway from you, I'd be alone. I know you know what's best, so not my will, but thine be done. If there be any other way, then take this cup away from me. 'Cause I hate the thought of walking up to Calvary. But if that's what I must do, then I'd be willing, Lord, to faithfully obey you. And the glory that awaits me when at last in you I find abandonment to selfish things and total peace of mind. Yet there's a price to pay, a death to die. There's a crown to gain, a joy to find, when all of who I am belongs to you. So not my will, but thine be done. Lord, I want to be just like your son, unreservedly surrendered now to thee. There's so many ways that I could go. Any way from you, I'd be alone. I know you know what's best, so not my will, but thine be done. Only a fool could go his own way, take no thought of you at all. But in the end, he always loses. In the end, he always falls. So not my will, but thine be done. Lord, I want to be just like your son, unreservedly surrendered now to thee. There's so many ways that I could go. Any way from you, I'd be alone. I know you know what's best, so not my will, but thine be done. I know you know what's best, so not my will, but thine be done. That song is by Alvin Slaughter, Thy Will. I found it on iTunes and downloaded it. I don't know where that old cassette is, nor whether I could even play it. But that song has stuck with me and just came out of me. And as I sang it, I truly had peace, and I had resolve, and I had purpose. Not my will, but thine be done. Of course, Alvin Slaughter singing that song is following the example of Jesus Christ. As we recently studied by review on a Wednesday night, the sermon from Matthew chapter 6, the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus three times is saying to God, if there be any way to take this cup from me, as he's facing Golgotha, if there's any way, human though without sin, yet he is going through anguish of soul, looking ahead to the cross. Three times he goes alone to pray to the Lord, yet not my will, but thine be done. Remember Gethsemane at the Mount of Olives is where the foreshadowing in the background of the pressing of the olives, they would press the olives three times to squeeze out all of the oil that represents the spirit and life. Squeeze out all of it from the crushed olives. And it was what was happening to Jesus as that moment that he was beginning to go through hell for us, facing the cross. He was pouring out his soul, anticipating the pouring out of his blood. Three times he wrestled. And at the end, he got resolve and said, let us go. His resolve reflected in Luke chapter 22, verse 42. Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And that is, those are the words specifically Alvin Slaughter's reflecting his song, not my will, but thine be done. And that is where we get resolve as Jesus had. That is where we get peace. That is even where we get pleasure. Jesus delighted to do God's will, which was to preach his law and suffer through sacrifice. I give you that as the main idea of our verse, Psalm 40, verse 8, in its context, as explained to us in the New Testament in Hebrews chapter 10. Jesus delighted to do God's will, which was to preach and suffer through sacrifice. Now again, this text is prophetic of Christ. It's quoted in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 to 9. I'm going to read that for you and come back to Psalm 40, verse 8. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 to 9 is quoting Psalm 40, verse 8, but also other verses around it. Wherefore, when he, that is Jesus, cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will, O God. That's verse 8 of Psalm 40. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin, thou wouldest not, neither hast pleasure then in which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. Now, these verses are explaining that Jesus is saying, those sacrifices and offerings of the ceremonial law, they were just pointing to me, the true Lamb of God, the true high priest after the order of Melchizedek. So when Jesus comes, he says, those sacrifices of the Old Testament were just pointing to me. That's not what you really want. You require the sacrifice of me, your own son. You require the sacrifice of my own body. So verses 5 to 6 and verse 8 of Hebrews chapter 10, all mixed together, are reflecting verses 6 and 7 of Psalm 40, along with verse 8. So look at Psalm 40 again, looking at verses 6 and 7. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me. And now verse 8, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. So what we see is when Jesus says in verse 8, to do thy will is my delight, he's actually referring to the fact that he's going to sacrifice himself on the cross. He's going to offer up his body to suffer, to save us from our sins. And so when he says, do thy will is my delight, O God, he's delighting in God's will to die on the cross for the salvation of others. And this, again, is what he delighted in, to proclaim to others about God's law, and that God's law must be obeyed perfectly, and that only he did. And he suffered in his soul to face the cross. He got resolve after praying three times, and he went forward in the exact eternal plan that he and the Father had agreed upon in heaven, as also prophesied about in Psalms 2 and 110, this agreement before the Father and the Son. By doing God's will, in his humanity, he was the perfect son on our behalf. By doing God's will, he would make a willing people in his day to be saved and serve him, the priest after the order of Melchizedek, and the Messiah whom we must kiss and trust to be blessed. All this Jesus delighted in as he prepared to suffer hell on earth to save you into heaven, body and soul. And he gives the example to follow in life, submitting your will to God's will for you, knowing it is best, knowing it will glorify him, and it will accomplish his purposes. Where you are, beloved, is where God wants you. What you are going through is God's perfect plan for you. Be honest with God and say, this is not what I want. Is there any way to take this cup from me in this moment? And then, looking to Jesus, you say, nevertheless, not what I want, but what you want. You say, I accept. I will be at peace in this moment. I will be at peace in this place and at this time as you are with me. And we'll focus on his presence with us as enough this evening with Psalm 73. This is what Jesus teaches you to pray in the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, verse 10, thy will be done. And we need to recognize that we are taught to pray that because so often we will struggle to understand his will. We will struggle because it goes against our will so very often, especially as he brings about persecution and suffering upon us, which we know he calls upon us to rejoice in, but it does not come naturally. It's a supernatural gift, and it comes as we respond in the Spirit to his prayer, thy will be done. As we think about that with Matthew 26, Psalm 40, verse 8, and its verses 6 and 7 in view of Hebrews 10, verses 5 to 9, we know that praying thy will be done means submitting our will to his will, often for us to suffer, often for us not to have happen what we want. We pray thy will be done, not my will, but thine be done, so that we don't run from our painful situation, but abide under it. Not only accept it, but are pleased to please him with it and in it and through it. Even while it hurts, it is then all full of hope. Another song that has helped me through such times, introduced to me by Rachel years ago, and I've shared before, I probably have, Hillary Scott, Thy Will. I'm so confused. I know I heard you loud and clear, so I follow through. Somehow I ended up here. I don't want to think, I may never understand, that my broken heart is a part of your plan. When I try to pray, all I've got is hurt and these four words, thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. I know you're good, but this don't feel good right now. I know you think of things I could never think about. It's hard to count it all joy, distracted by the noise, just trying to make sense of all your promises. Sometimes I gotta stop, remember that you're God, and I am not. So, thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Like a child on my knees, all that comes to me is thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will. I know you see me. I know you hear me, Lord. Your plans are for me. Goodness you have in store. I know you hear me. I know you see me, Lord. Your plans are for me. Goodness you have in store, so thy will be done, thy will be done, thy will be done. Like a child on my knees, all that comes to me is thy will be done. Thy will be done, thy will be done. I know you see me, I know you hear me, Lord. That's a song that comes out of the gut. That's appropriate because the Hebrew word for heart in our verse, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. It's not the Hebrew word levav that you usually see for the word heart. It's a different word for heart that could be translated belly or gut. Now, levav has that sense of everything within us, even our kidneys, our thoughts. But this word heart here that could be belly is even more just deep. Gut. And that's where the song comes from. That's where the words have to come from you and your gut as you're grieving, as you're struggling from deep within. What needs to come out of that and out of your heart and mouth is, thy will be done. Not my will, but thy will be done. Remembering, those are the words that came out of Christ's gut as he grieved and struggled, getting ready to face the cross three times. Not my will, but thine be done. Another song that helped me in my gut through heart-wrenching moments to have peace and point my finger up to God in heaven, not in vexing accusation, but accepting exaltation. Lauren Daigle's lyrics, I Will Trust in You. Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. Mighty, I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight, no matter what I face, you're by my side. When you don't move the mountain, I needed you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. Truth is, you know what tomorrow brings. There's not a day ahead you have not seen. So in all things be my life and breath. I want what you want, Lord, and nothing less. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. You are my strength and comfort. You are my steady hand. You are my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. Your ways are always higher. Your plans are always good. There's not a place where I go you've not already stood. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Notice she says, in all things be my life and breath, I want what you want, Lord. And nothing less, so I will trust in you. And praying, not my will, but thine be done, is to submit to God's will and to trust his will is good and perfect and holy. And exactly what he wants for me at this moment. Now that's better. Thanks for bearing with my strange singing of these songs. I prayed about whether I should just speak them or sing them, but there's an effect of the melody. And what I want to encourage you to do is think about such songs, pick such a song, maybe Alvin Slaughter's, that just comes to me so easily. Not my will, but thine be done. Sing it all the time so that at those moments it just comes right out of you. You can sing it and then say it and submit to it. Not my will, but thine be done. And beloved, what better witness can you give to your family and other relations than this, submitting your will to God's will and letting it become your will and your pleasure, even your delight. Just like Jesus, delight to bend your will to God's will. And that is the message for you this morning from the text. Delight to bend your will to God's will. And I promise you, as you do, and it may take many prayers following the example of Jesus, but as you do, he gets you to a place of resolve and peace and even pleasure. This is what you have me right now. This is what you want for me. I don't need to be interested or worried about whatever your will might be for others, as Jesus says, right, to Peter. This is your will for me. It's your perfect ordained plan. I can trust you to be with me through it, as we'll study tonight. In the meantime, beloved, learn to sing and say and pray, not my will, but thine be done. As you endure his inscrutable providence, trusting in his perfect will as revealed in the scriptures, and delight to bend your will to God's will. Let us pray. O Lord God, we do ask that you would help us to bend our will to your will, looking to Christ as our example, the author and finisher of our faith. Put your songs upon our heart, O Lord. Put your scriptures on our heart and help us to have them ready, that they would just come out of us in our moments of discouragement and disappointment and distraction, that we simply find ourselves saying, not my will, but thine be done, and having a purpose, having peace, and even pleasure in it. We pray these things in Jesus' name. We pray together, not our will, but thine be done. And all your people say, amen.